Today's Shia's Masechta, Menachas, that Pei Dalet, we begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, on that Pei Gimel Amud Beis, the bottom line. The Mishnah, the Gemara in our previous year, had been discussing quite extensively what kind of grain could be used for the Omer, for the Mechas Omer V'Shtei Alechem. But the Gemara had not been focused at all in these discussions from where that grain comes. Kamas the Gemara at Kanle Pligi, till now, the focus has not been El B'Chadosh. Does it have to be brought from the Chadosh or not? The Tan of the Mishnah was of the opinion that it has to come from the Chadosh. The Tan of the Braisa was of the opinion, that it need not come from the Chodesh. It says the Gemara, Avol min Aretz, when we speak about come from Eretz Yisrael, it seems that everybody agrees, Le'pligi, there is no Machloikas, Do'im v'shtei Elochem, when we speak about the carbon, when we speak about the Shtei Elochem, min Aretz in, that they have to come strictly from Eretz Yisrael, M'chutz La'aretz Loi. And the basis for this, says the Karen Oira, is that if we're talking about Chadosh and Yoshin, if there was a question about Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz, says the Karen Oira, just like we had them mentioning what is the halacha when it comes from Chadosh or Yoshin, they would have mentioned what is the halacha if it comes from Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz. The fact that the Gemara did not speak about that issue is an indication that everybody agrees from Eretz Yisrael. Kaman, says the Gemara, if that is indeed the halacha, that they can only come from Eretz Yisrael, grain, says the Gemara, Deloikai Tana, it's not consistent with the following Tana. The Tanya Rabbi Yosef, who the Omer, Ha'im Ba Af Mechutz La'aretz. You could bring the Omer even from grain, from Chutz La'aretz. Ma, Umani Mikayim, what is the Pasuk, when the Pasuk says, Kisavoa Ela Aretz, indicating that the Omer comes from Eretz Yisrael, says the Gemara, it means something else altogether. What it means is, Shleinus Chayvu Ba'Omer, Kaidim Shabal Aretz. The Loch of Omer, and really to extend that, the Loch of Chadosh that we've been discussing so extensively, only applies once Klal Yisrael got to Eretz Yisrael. But that's when this halacha began. But the halacha does not limit, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the halacha is that you could bring Omer from Chutz La'aretz. Why could you bring the Omer from Chutz La'aretz? Because the din of Chadosh applies in Chutz La'aretz. So if the din of Chadosh applies in Chutz La'aretz, and the Mechas Omer, as we keep on repeating, is the reason why we can now eat the Chadosh, so obviously we can bring the Omer from Tvuah from Chutz La'aretz. So the Ramban makes the point, if that's the case, that the reason we're allowing the Mechas Omer to come from Chutz La'aretz, because the Halacha of Chadosh applies in Chutz La'aretz, so if that's the case, it would be only a Halacha for the Mechas Omer. But the Shtei Alechem, which is not strictly limited to making the Chadosh Mutter, would be not Mutter from Eretz Yisrael. But the Karen Oira and other Rishonim and Akronim disagree, because they suggest that the halacha of the Omer is much stricter than the halacha of the Shtei Alechem. Because till the Omer was brought, as we've been learning, you can't have any Shtei Alechem. You can't have any Chadosh. Once the Omer is brought, yes, you can't have it from Chut, you can't bring Kabanis from the Chadosh, but you can eat Chadosh. So the Omer is much more powerful than the Shtei Alechem. And if the Omer can be brought from Chutz La'aretz, then the Shtei Alechem as well. So the problem in understanding Rabbi Yossi's opinion, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, is that let's learn the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ki sovo al aretz, v'ktzatim es ktzir v'vesim es Omer. So doesn't the Pasuk clearly indicate that we could only bring the Omer from Eretz Yisrael? So the Emes explains that the Pasuk is teaching us that the Isra of Chadosh applies in Chutz La'aretz until it becomes mutter in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, what the pasuk is teaching us is that when we speak about chadash, which of course, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the halacha of chadash even applies in Eretz Yisrael, chutz laretz, but the halacha of chadash is completely connected to the halacha of Eretz Yisrael. However, of course, the lechatchila, everybody would agree, even Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would agree that we should not bring the Omer from Chutz Laretz. First of all, as we're learning, the mitzvah is primarily in Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah of Ktziris Omer is particularly in Eretz Yisrael. And moreover, as we've learned in our shiurim, the halach is that the Omer should be brought from grain, which is Carmel. And the Gemara has often said that the definition of Carmel is something that's moist. And Omer, which comes from Chutz Laretz, is Omer that's coming from Chutz Laretz is obviously not moist. It can't be moist if it has to travel that far. So even Rabbi Yosef Yehuda would certainly agree that the Omer should not come from Chutz Laretz. Because says the Gemara, as we've been explaining, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's opinion is that Chadosh is b'chutz laretz deraisim, that even in chutz laretz, the din of chadash applies, because he says, the pasuk says, chukas olam l'daraseichem, b'kol mashveseichem, and we learn from there, kol makom shatam yosh v'mashma, wherever we live, the halacha of chadash applies, and therefore, kisavayel aretz, as we said a moment ago, the pasuk that seems to indicate that it's connected to Eretz Yisrael, because it says ki saval aretz, it only means to say zman bihi, that when did the halakhas of chadash begin to apply? They only began to apply when we arrived in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara explains, since we're learning that the halakha of chadash, the raisahi, applies the chutz laretz even with the raisam. So the grain that we're bringing from chutz laretz is completely chadash grain, yashan grain, all the halachas of chadash and yashan apply to that grain as well. And therefore, the halach is a kruvin makriven, it can be used for the oimer. The Orcha Shulchan says that the way to understand the Gemara, the simple way of understanding the Gemara, is that the halacha of bringing the carbon omer and the halacha of chadash and yashan travel together. And since these two halachas travel together, says the Aruch HaShulchan, if Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says that the din of chadash applies in chutz laretz, so will he obviously hold that the halacha of carbon omer could be brought from chutz laretz. Shagas Aryeh doesn't necessarily agree with that approach. And the Shagas Aryeh says you could hold that chadash is also in chutz laretz mederaisa, and even if you hold that chadash is also in chutz laretz mederaisa, that would not necessarily mean that you could bring the carbon omer from chutz laretz. In other words, he's saying that these two halachas do not necessarily travel together. Says the Gemara Tanan Hossam. So now the Gemara begins to focus on bringing the carbon omer in the Shemitah year. Because in the Shemitah year, the halacha, of course, is that we're not allowed to work or watch the field. And therefore, the issue the Gemara is going to focus on in our shir, the issue that the Gemara is going to focus on in our shir today is how can we get grain, barley grain, that we're going to use for the carbon omer in the Shemitah year. So says the Gemara, the Mishnah Masech the Shkalim teaches us, Shomer Svichim B'Shviyas. Svichim means something that grows by itself, because the first issue we have in the Shemitah year is that obviously we're not allowed to plant the field in the Shemitah year. So if we're not allowed to plant the field in the Shemitah year, the question that automatically comes up is how do we find grain? So how does grain grow at all? How does grain grow at all in the Shemitah year? And the way grain grows is svichin, things, seeds that were left there from before. And that's called svichin, and that we're allowed to eat. But says the Mishnah, Masechta Shkolim, Shomrei Svichim B'Shvi'is, the people who watch the Svichim in the Shemitah year, because obviously they have to watch that Shemitah, we have to watch that produce, because we don't want, we know everything that grows in the Shemitah year is Hefker. You have to leave your field Hefker. When we say you have to leave your field Hefker, it means you have, anybody could come and take food as much as they want. If that's the case, we're going to have to appoint guards to make sure that those barley that we want to use for the carbon oimer will be available to use for the carbon oiler. So they appointed guards, and says the Mishnah, Noitun Scharim Mitrum Salishka, the Mishnah Masechta Shkolim teaches us that we had the money that was donated for the Machzis HaShekel, and since the money was donated for the Machzis HaShekel, so that Machzis HaShekel money was used for all public needs. So says the Gemara, one of the needs that it's used for is for people watching the field, that it should be not, that the produce should not be taken. And of course the question is, if the halacha is that everything in the Shemitah year, as we've been saying, is hefker, how could it be brought for doimer? The Torah, when it speaks about the carbon oimer, says kitzirchem. When we learn from the word kitzirchem, kitzirchem shel Yisrael. So how could something hefker be used? So one pshat that the Torah Evan suggests is that kitzirchem means kitzirchem shel Yisrael, for like tzirchem shel nachri. So as long as it's not belonging to a nachri, it's fine. Another explanation that he gives is that if the Torah says that we're supposed to bring the carbon oimer even in the Shemitah year, what is the Torah telling us when it says you're supposed to bring the oimer in the Shemitah year? The Torah obviously was well aware of all the questions that come up in the Shemitah year and yet the Torah said to bring the oimer. What did the Torah mean by saying that? What the Torah meant to say that is that I know it's Shemitah, and I know there are under normal circumstances certain restrictions on the Shemitah year, but those restrictions are waived because I want to be able to bring the Shemitah product. The Zeich Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Chana, has a different explanation. He says, when we speak about Hefker and we speak about Shemitah, they're not really synonymous. Hefker means that it's ownerless. The Peiros of Shvius are not ownerless. They belong to every Jew. And therefore, using them is not a violation of Kitzirchem. Ask the Gemara, Ramalei Ramei Bachamel Rav Chisda. The Mishnah also says in Masechta Shkolim, Shomrei Svichim B'Shvius, Noitun Scharim Metrumas Alishka. Veraminu, and the question of that is, from there we see that you could only, that Peiros Shvius may not be wasted. What do we do with the kaimitz of the Michas Oimer? The kaimitz of the Michas Oimer is burnt on the Mizbeach. How could that possibly be permissible in line with Hilchos Shemitah? Amalei, and he responded, Rechmana Amalei, Amalach, the Torah HaKadosha tells us when it speaks about the mitzvah of the Michas Oimer, Chukas Olam L'Darisechem, that we always have to fulfill this mitzvah. That Amr Tibatel, the Torah was well aware of this issue. And the Torah said, even though I'm well aware of this issue, the halacha is, you still should do it. Obviously, as we said a moment ago, the halacha of the Michas Oimer supersedes halacha of Shemitah. So, there are many questions that are asked how we could accomplish both. One way is that maybe we could bring grain that grew hydroponically. And if it grew hydroponically, the halacha is that there doesn't Shemitah to apply to it. So some say from here, two different approaches the Har Tzvi gives. One approach, he says, that from here we see that something that grows hydroponically has the same halacha as something that grows from the ground. So that, therefore, would not be an option. On the other way, he says, is that indeed the hydroponics would maybe not be a problem with Shemitah. But he says, let's remember what the Torah says in bringing the Michas Oimer. The Torah says, Kitzirchem, and something that grows hydroponically and then is harvested is not in the category of Kitzirchem. Vamalei, Umika Minela Ad Tabatel. So he says, why are you telling me that this is such a big problem? Laisabishtakid, we could bring grain from the previous year. And if we'll bring grain from the previous year, then we would solve this problem of not needing to bring Shemitah product and still being able to bring the carbon oimer. And says the Gemara, being a camel veleka, as we said a few moments ago, the halacha is that you have to bring grain which is moist. And if we're bringing grain from last year, then obviously it won't be moist. The question, of course, that Taisus asks is that we began our shiur today by quoting the opinion of Yosef Reb Yehuda that we could use grain from Chutz La'aretz. So why doesn't the Gemara just suggest that we should use Chutz La'aretz grain? And there in Chutz La'aretz, obviously, Shemitah is not applicable. Says the Rishash. So Taretz answers that obviously this Mishnah, Masechta Shkalim, is not following the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and does not allow Chutz La'aretz grain. The Rishash goes back to something that we mentioned earlier. And he says that we said that even though Rabbi Yosef Yehuda allows grain from Chutz La'aretz to be brought, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda agrees that that's not L'chatchila. And therefore, the Gemara is not suggesting that we should use that type of grain. Says the Gemara, we need moist grain, asks the Gemara. So as long as this grain was moist last year, even though it's not moist this year, it should be usable. Answers the Gemara, Amakrod, the Pasuk says, Karmel Takriv. What does the Pasuk mean to say with that? Being in Karmel B'Shas Akrova, it has to be moist. Not that it was once moist. It has to be moist currently. And if I'm using last year's grain, veleka, obviously that isn't the case. So our Gemara had just discussed the halacha of Shemitah. And the halacha is that the Shemitah product comes with very unique situation. And the question is, but now we're learning that for Tzorich Mitzvah, the use for a mitzvah, for the Michas Oimer, obviously the Mishnah Masechta Shkalim teaches us that we could be lenient. The question that the Rishonim discuss is, what about an Esrig? Why would be the halacha of an Esrig of the Shemitah year? Is that also included in the concept that whatever is used for mitzvah, the halachas of Shemitah would not apply? Or is it only by the Oimer? And the Machz Avram, in Chelek Aleph, Simon Kuf Me'avav discusses this, and he says that it seems from our Gemara that there's a raya that something that's used l'tzarech mitzvah, the restriction of Shemitah do not apply to them. But not everybody agrees with that, because Michas Oimer, we're learning, is a special halacha that was said by the Michas Oimer, but not for any other mitzvah, particularly the mitzvah of Esrig, which has to be lochem, it has to be mashke Yisrael, that's something that could be eaten. It seems that the Chazon Ish opinion has, first he seems to be more lenient in this question, he says, then the Chazon Ish was more machmer, the Michas Yitzchak, even though says that the Chazon Ish does write that one could be lenient, he says that the minig in Yerushalayim was never to rely on this heter and say that the issue of a Shemitah is waived for taking an Esrig, as we're learning it's waived for the Michas Oimer. Says the Gemara, Itman Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Dalocha, that we have to use only grain from this year and not from the previous year. We learn from the Pasuk Carmel Takriv. So it has to be something that's moist, this year's grain. Rabbi Lazar Oimer, Reishis Ketzircha, The pasuk says it has to be reishit tzircha, something that was the first that were growing, that cutting this year. Life safe tzircha, not something from the previous year. Masav Rava asked Rava, the pasuk that speaks about the carbon mincha says v'm takv menchas bikurim v'menchas haimer kasa davar. The pasuk speaking about the menchas haimer continues the brisa u'meichenibo. What type of grain is used for the mechas oimer menasayrim? Says the brisa at the oimer menasayrim doesn't mean barley or any element of chitin. Maybe perhaps wheat. Rebbe Elazar oimer nemar over b'mitzrayim. The pasuk when it speaks about makas borid uses the words kiasora oviv v'nemar oviv l'dairis oviv kali eish ma ov, where we speak about the mechas oimer. Says the gemara ma oviv, just like the oviv when we speak about Ma Oviv, Hamav Mitzrayim, clearly was we speaking about was Sairim, as the pasuk is very obvious. Af Omer Hamav Ladiris, explicit. The pasuk is explicit that it means Sairim. Af Oviv Hamav Ladiris, when we speak about the Oviv that we're going to use for Carbon Eimer and a Balam Nasirim, only barley should be used. Rekiva has a different way of teaching us that the Eimer has to be from barley. Rekiva Eimer Metzino Yochet Shemei V'chatasim Menachitim. If a person, under normal circumstances, has to bring a carbon mincha, example that we've spoken many times, the halacha is that if somebody does certain averis, he violates a shvuah, he enters the Beis HaMikdash when he's Tamei, he has to bring a carbon oil of a yoyred. And the halacha of the carbon oil of a yoyred is that it depends on your financial situation. If you could afford it, you should bring an animal as a carbon chattis. If you can't afford that, you bring two birds. And if you can't afford that, you bring a carbon mincha. And that carbon mincha is brought from wheat. But then there's another carbon mincha that's brought Shemei V'chavasim and Asayrim. The mincha that a Saita brings is brought from barley. Apet tziva, so when you speak of michas tzibur, for example, the shtei lechem, that's brought menachitim. But there has to be corresponding, suggests Rabbi Kiva, the maybe chavasim menasarim, that there's a situation where the tzibur brings a carbon mincha from barley. V'mat ha'oimer menachitim, says Rabbi Kiva, if we're going to suggest that the carbon oimer comes from chitin, we will never have a situation that we bring a carbon tzibur from Sairim. Says the Dover Acher, says the Gemara, so furthermore, says the Gemara, if we're going to say that the carbon michas oimer comes from chitim, we'll have a different issue. We've said that on Shavuos we bring the shtei lechem. The purpose of bringing the Shtei Lechem is from then on, we could bring carbon mincha from the Chadosh. And that carbon is called the Minchas Bikurim. But Bikurim means it was first, as we will be discussing. But if it's going to be that the Minchas HaOimer is chitin, then it's not the first time we're bringing a carbon mincha this season from wheat. Alma, says the Gemara, when the Torah says that the entire calls a bikurim, mishum bikurim here. The Torah is teaching us that we have to bring the new bikurim because that. So that's a raya that has to be chitin. That we see from here that this has to be that the mechas oimer is soirim. So this should be new to yufta. That's the reason to say it that we bring from wheat, not any other reason. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Tanan Hasam, the Mishnah says, Mesakta Bikurim, Eim Bikurim, Mevim Bikurim. The halacha is that the Bikurim are the first fruit that grow this season. The Mishnah says that somebody goes down to his field, he sees the first fruits that grow. The Pasuk says, Ki Savoy al Oretz, Vilakach the Mereshus Kopri Adam Ashatovi Maratzacha Asher Shemel Kecha Noisaloch. And the Torah goes into a whole Parshas Bikurim that has to be said when somebody brings his Bikurim. The Bikurim were brought with much fanfare as people were traveling to Yerushalayim to bring the Bikurim. And the main time to bring Bikurim is from Shavuos till Sukkos. And the Bikurim are given to the Kohanim. Yisraelim are not allowed to eat the Bikurim. And teaches us the Mishnah, in Masech Bikurim, Emevim Bikurim, Chutz Meshevas Aminim. We're only allowed to use fruits from the Shivas Aminim that Eretz Yisrael was blessed with. The Pasuk says, Eretz Chitus Oy Regefen Sein of Rimon, Eretz Seis Sai Shem Nadvash. When it says Dvash, it means date honey, and actually it doesn't just mean date honey, it means date itself, as we're going to learn. Filoi, and therefore, we shouldn't bring mitmarim shebaharim from dates that are on the mountains, which are not a good quality. Velomi perish memakim, not from grain that grows in the valley. Again, because grain that grows on the valley are not such good quality because they constantly need to be watered. And since they need to be constantly watered, they lose their quality of taste. Amar Ula, Emhevi, if one did bring this poor quality, Loi Kiddush, they're not considered Kaddush, they don't have the dinner Bikurim. It's interesting to point out that here the Gemara is teaching us, the Mishnah is teaching us, that if you bring Bikurim a poor quality, it's meaningless. But we've learned when we speak about the Omer, and we speak about the Shtei Alechem, even though the Halacha there tells us that you're supposed to bring good quality, the Halacha is that if you brought it not good quality, but the evidence acceptable, why is there a difference between the Halacha of Omer Shtei Alechem versus the Halacha of Bikurim? So, explains the Shita Mekubetzes, the Halacha of Omer Shtei Alechem is not connected to the Halacha of Bikurim. And therefore, each one has its own psukim, and the pasuk that the Torah says by Bikurim, that even b'dieved, if it's poor quality, is not acceptable, is not connected to the pasuk of Omer and Shtei Alechem. Yosef Rabba. So it says the Gemara, Rabba was sitting, v'kama lehoshmatzeh, he was teaching over this halacha, and eisei ravach v'rabba l'rabba. The pasuk, when it speaks about Shtei Alechem, the pasuk says, "Carbon rashes tagriva oisam Hashem, shtei rashes l'chala menachas." The shtei lechem, as we've been learning, is the first carbon milch of the season. V'keinu oimer, v'yoyim haibikurim, v'akrifka milch chadosh l'Hashem, b'shvuah seichem. It should be the first carbon milch bought this season. Ainly el chadosh shalchitim, that this halacha applies to the milchus b'shtei lechem that's brought on Shavuos, and we learn from here that that's the first carbon milcha that could come from the Chadosh. Chadosho shel Sarim Minayin, that the halacha is that the milchus omer has to be grain of the first barley grain of this year. Tamal omer, the pasuk says Chadosho twice. The pasuk says regarding the milchus omer that krifcha mincha Chadosho l'Hashem. And the pasuk says, "The craft of mincha chadosh l'Hashem, im eina inyan lechadosh shalchitim." If it's not coming to teach us anything about the wheat that we learned about the shtei halachem, then it comes to teach us lechadosh shosayrim that you can't bring a carbon mincha from sayrim until you bring the mincha sayrim. Umenayin shetayi kodemus lebikurim. How do we know that the shtei halachem is brought before the Bikurim? And again, the way to understand the Gemara's question is that we're bringing the Bikurim, and the Bikurim include wheat, because of course the Bikurim, one of the Shivas Aminim is Chitin, Sairim, so it continues wheat. So if it speaks about wheat, so now we're bringing on Shavuos the Shtei Lechem. We're also bringing on Shavuos the Bikurim. They're both from wheat. Which one comes first? Tamal omer, the pasuk says, "V'tchag shukus, tchag shvuos, tasl chabekurei ktsir chitim." Only after you've had tchag shvuos and Chag Shavuos is celebrated, we're bringing the Shtei Lechem, then and only then can you bring the Bikurim of the Chitim. Anyway, Ela Bikuri Ktsir Chitim, Ktsiri Sarim Menayin, Tamaloymer, how do we know that the same thing applies by the Sarim? Chag Akotz Bikuri Masecha Shetizra Soda, that the Shtei Lechem should be before all Bikurim, even the Bikurim that are not wheat. Anyway, Ela Shetizra, only something that would grow in the field. But what about Olam Aleim, if we have grain that grew on its own? Menayin, that a mincha that's bought from grain has to have the Shtei Lechem before even that grain? Tamaloyma, besada. Anything that grows in the field, continues the Braisa. Enli ala besada. So that would only teach us what grows in the field. Menayin l'rabbis, shebegag, v'shebechurba, shebeotza, shebesvina. If they grow in all these different places, that wheat cannot be used until we bring the Shtei Lechem. Temeloyman, the Pasuk says, Bekurei Kola Sheba Atzam. It speaks to everything. Menayin continues the Braisa to teach us. How do we know the Shtei Lechem Koidim Lenesachim? That grapes that grew this year, first we have to bring the Shtei Lechem, and only afterwards can we use wine that comes from grapes that grew this year. Menayin, Shtei Koidim Lenesachim, or Paris Elon, or to anything else in that Pasuk of the Zayin Aminim, Shnei Mekan Bikuri Masecha. The Pasuk says here, V'chaga Kotsa Bikuri Masecha, V'nam Halan. The Pasuk says when we speak about Sukkos, Ba'ospecha Es Masecha Min Asada, Ma'la Halan, the Sochim, or Paris Elon. There in Sukkos is the time that we bring in all the fruits, and the Chag Asif, it's the time that we do Nesachim with the wine. Afkan, when we speak on Shavuos, Nesachim v'sherim peres ilan, the first we bring the Shtei Lechem, and after we bring the Shtei Lechem, then and only then can we bring anything from any of these other Zayamin. But says the Gemara, K'tani Meir, what did this Braisa say? They were speaking about fruits that grew on Begag and Bechor and Batzitz and Besvina. Fruits that grow in all these different places may not be brought before the Shtei Lechem. But once the Shtei Lechem is brought, then we can't bring Bikurim from any of these types of Shivas Aminim. But we learned earlier that something that Ula taught us, that even if the Eved you brought these poor quality, it's not Yoitza. And it's the Gemara Sefer Aslam Menachas. The halacha is that the Shtei Lechem comes before all other menachas, and the Torah is teaching us that the Bikurim has to be the highest quality, but the mincha can be used from different quality as well. Ask the Gemara, Maskler Rada Bahav, okay, if the Pasuk is speaking about Karban Mincha, Haini Diksiv, Kol Tarba Beischa Yoichal Yisai, V'i Menachas, the Pasuk says that everybody in the home of the Kayin can eat from this. But ask the Gemara, if this Pasuk is speaking about the Karban Mincha, the halacha we know is that the Karban Mincha Zichru de Kuna Huda Misachlan. It only can be eaten by male Kohanim, not by anyone else. Answers the Gemara, Amar Masha Shetrei Kroi Ksivi. There are two Psukim. One Pasuk says, L'cha Yia, that the Pasuk is only available for Aaron and his children it's only available for Aaron and his children. V'ksiv, and there's another Pasuk that says, Kol Tarba Beischa Yoichal Yisai, that anybody, even the wives of the Kohanim, can eat it. Ha Ketzet, Kan Bikurim, the halacha is that every member of the Kohen's family is allowed to eat the Bikurim. Kan B'menachas, the Menachas could be eaten only by Zichri Kuna. Rav Asher Mekul B'menachas, the entire Pasuk speaking about Menachas. The problem is, what will we do with the words, Kol Tarba Beischa Yoichlena, Asana Lach Me Taida. We discussed that when we bring a carbon taida, every carbon taida is 10 times 4. There are 4 types of bread that are brought with a carbon taida, and one of each type is given to the Kayin. And the Torah is telling us that the wives, the family of the Kayin, could eat those breads, but not eat the carbon mincha. So now we're saying that for menachas, these poor quality could be brought. For bikurim, we can't. The reason I saw goes back to the beginning of the shir, explains the Sefer Taharas HaKadosh. Beginning of our shir, we learned today that the Mechas HaOmer, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, could come even from Chutz Laretz. So we see that the Torah is not that strict from where it could come. Whereas, when we speak about the Bikurim, there's no question the Bikurim may only come from Eretz Yisrael. And since we have that limitation on Bikurim, it also extends that Bikurim could only come from good quality produce, but that would not be the halacha regarding the mincha. Says the Gemara. The Gemara we spoke about earlier about bringing poor quality fruit from Bikurim, that it's not acceptable. And then Rav Ach Bar Abba disagreed, and he said, but the evidence would be acceptable. Says the Gemara, this machlokes, if the evidence you could use poor quality fruit for Bikurim, says the Gemara, pluk the Rav Yochanan is a machlokes that we had with other Meroim as well. Rav Yochanan Mhevi, if somebody brought poor quality fruit for the Bikurim, loy kidesh. Rav Shlokesh Amar Mhevi, if you did bring them, kidesh. Nasa, says the Gemara, how do we treat it? Kach shbekachim. That the halacha is that just like if you bring an animal for a carbon, the halacha is you're supposed to bring the high quality animal, as the pasuk says, hakriveu nolafakasecha, hayirtzacha yisup anacha pasuk malachai. Would they bring today avodah zarah poor quality? The halacha is, however, and therefore, just like if you brought a poor quality carbon, you shouldn't have, but if you brought it, it's acceptable. So too will be the halacha by Bikurim. But it's interesting to point out, when is the halacha that if you brought a pure quality carbon, it would be acceptable? So the Rishonim explain, that's only if you already did the Zrikas Adam. But if you didn't do Zrikas Adam, and the animal you brought was a poor quality, then you would have to replace it. That's how some achronim learn. There are others that disagree, and they say you're not supposed to bring a poor quality animal. But if you bought a pure quality animal, you already started being makavit, you could complete the hakrova. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rishlokish. Rishlokish explains that why if you brought something in Rofi Kurim of poor quality, it's acceptable. He explained himself. He said, just like Bekadosh, just like Bekadoshim, if you bring something poor quality, it's acceptable. Here too, it will be acceptable. But ask the Gemara of Yochanan, why is the halacha that if you brought poor quality, it's unacceptable? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan chazoi b'chaloyim. Rabbi Elazar says, I saw Rabbi Yochanan in a dream, milsa ma'ayitamina. The fact that I saw Rabbi Yochanan is an indication that I'm going to be able to explain him properly. So the simple pshat in the Gemara is, Rabbi Elazar is trying to explain Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, and Rabbi Yochanan therefore came to him in a dream to tell him, you're on the right track. And that's why Rabbi Elazar was confident that it's what he's saying is correct. And I saw that the Mefarshim pick up on this a little, because we know there's a rule, loy b'shamayim hi, that once the Torah was given to us, it's loy b'shamayim. So what does the Gemara mean to say with loy b'shamayim? Rabbi Yochanan knew Rabbi Elazar was correct. But once Rabbi Yochanan was no longer in this world, Rabbi Yochanan cannot be the one to say it. So that's why he needed Rabbi Elazar to say the pshat. Amakra, the pasuk says regarding Bikurim, v'lekach the mereshis kol pri adama mei reshis v'loy kol reshis, that if it's not good quality, don't bring it. Me'atzcha v'loy kol ba'atzcha. Again, you don't only can bring the highest quality. It says that's what you should bring. Ask Resh Lakish. So Resh Lakish, who disagrees, And Rish Lakish's opinion is that we don't have to bring the highest quality. What is he going to do? What is he going to do with this pasuk? Says the Gemara, Rish Lakish is going, hi, Miatzcha my Avadle. Says, Mam Boyle to the Tanya. Ramil, Barebi Oimer, Nemekan Eretz. By the pasuk of Bikurim, the Torah says the word Eretz, Shetavi Miatzcha. And when we speak about the Zayin Minim, the pasuk says Eretz Chitav Esayra. Ma'alahal B'Shvach Eretz. The pasuk speaking about the praise of Eretz Yisrael. What is meant that we say when we speak about the praise of Eretz Yisrael? The praise of Eretz Yisrael means that it's the best. The praise of Eretz Yisrael means that they give this wonderful fruit. Afkan Shvach Eretz Yisrael. Vidach. What would Rabbi Yochanan do? How does he learn that? Eretz me'eretz. That we learn from the word eretz and from the word me'eretz. Vidach and Rish Lakish eretz me'eretz le'mashmalai. Says the Gemara Tani Chadab, one Brice that teaches us, fruit that comes from the roof, v'shebechurba, from ruin, shebatzitz, v'shebesfina, mevi, can be used for bikurim. Not only can it be used for bikurim, as we said earlier, when you do bikurim right, you have to read the Parshas Bikurim, that you even read that. Tanya idach mevi, that you bring it, however, vainloi venekara. Says the Gemara Bishlam Rish Lakish, that says that if you bring poor quality produce, it's acceptable. So the theory that we have here, that previously we learned in Ashir, that produce that comes from the roof, etc., is not acceptable. And now we're learning it's acceptable. We can answer like Kasha. Ha begag demara, something that's a roof of a cave, and therefore it's growing from the ground. Ha begag debayis, even though it's not good quality, as long as it's growing from the ground, Rish Lakish will accept it. Churva churva, he'll also answer. Bechurba avuda, if you have a place that was plowed and planted, so that's called Artscha. A churba, if it's a place that wasn't plowed and planted, that's not a place that grows. And since it's not a place that grows, ein avuda, it's not considered Artscha. The question about the flower pot, is it acceptable for Bikurim or not, will also be answerable. Kan batzitz nokov, if it has a hole in the body, on the bottom, it's considered like it's growing from the ground. Kan ein nokov, it's not considered like growing on the ground. Svina loikasha. We could answer the question about the boat. Kamba svina shalates. If it's growing, if it grew on a boat that's made out of wood, something that grows out of wood, it's not considered, even if it's connected to the ground, it's not considered like it's growing from the ground. Kamba svina shalcheres. If it's from something that's growing from earthenware. Ela Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Yochanan says that poor quality can never be used. Kasha. How can we ever use, even if we're able to come up with the way that these things grew from the ground, we still have a problem. Answers the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan is going to agree, Tanoihi, that it's a machlokes tanoim if they could be brought. The Tanya, Shvagag v'shvachurba mevi v'kairi, Shvachurba ina mevi kolikar. And Rabbi Yochanan is going to say, I agree with that, Braisa. We learned further in the Mishnah v'kula ina bais alman amufkar. We could only use highest quality soyrim. Amr says the Gemara. Amr la Yochanan umamre says the Gemara. The Gemara brings a story that connects the Mishnah said what is considered the mufchor afurayim bebika. So the Gemara speaks about the city afurayim, and the Torah tells Moshe Rabbeinu that he should show Paroi and his servants different signs that should get them to let Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Amla Yochanan Mamre, Lamosha. Yochanan Mamre told Moshe Rabbeinu, Teva Atamachzal Afurayim. Afurayim is a city that had much grain, as we just learned in the Mishnah. And we just learned that the grain from Afurayim is very high quality. And they said to Moshe, you're trying to show Kshofim here in Mitzrayim. There's no bigger center of Kshofim than Mitzrayim. So what are you trying to accomplish? Varmalu and Madam Moshe respond, Amri Inchi, people say, Lemosa Yiroka Yarkishko. If you have high quality vegetables, where is the place that you want to sell those vegetables. You sell those vegetables specifically in a place where they have good vegetables. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to them. You think that Mitzrayim, only you in Mitzrayim can have an appreciation for what Kishuv is. And you could appreciate that what I'm doing, explained the Mefarshim, is not Kishuv. Because you're not able to duplicate what I am doing. And if it was real Kishuv, you, who are the greatest Kishuv people should be able to duplicate it. It's obviously not Kishuv. Our Gemara has had a very serious discussion about something that grows in a flower pot. And the question is, what is the bracha on something that grows in a flower pot? Particularly if you have grain growing from a flower pot. Do you make a mitzi lechem in aretz? Or not, because it didn't grow from the aretz, it grew from a flower pot. The question also comes up, something that grows hydroponically, so it didn't grow from the ground. So the Chaya Adam says that you cannot make a butter pre, you cannot make hamotzi lechem aretz on grain that does not grow strictly out of the ground. But he does agree that you would be able to bench. On the other hand, he seems to be more lenient. Not, and Davni Nezer takes the same approach, that even if we're going to say that we can't make a hamotzi lechem and aretz on something that doesn't grow from the ground, maybe making a bari pri adama on a vegetable that grew hydroponically, even though it too did not grow from the ground, there's more leniency. With hamotzi lechem and aretz means it grew directly from the ground. And this didn't grow directly from the ground. Bari pri adama, on the other hand, means it's something that the adama normally produces. So even though the adama did not produce this particular vegetable, vegetables are something that are produced by the ground, and there's more room to be lenient with the bari pri adama on the vegetable than the mitzi lechem and aretz on the grain that doesn't grow directly from the ground. But there are those that are machmer, and even on vegetables that grow hydroponically, they wouldn't make a bari pri adama. They would only make perhaps a shahakal.